This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Jordy Collada Show. It's Jordy Collada himself. Jordy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Appreciate it, bud. Jordy, you and I talked about this guy when he was in high school and commits to LSU, and I think it's his year to blow up on offense. And when you think about Caleb Jackson and to see what he was, a 198-pound guy, and now he's up to 228, 230 today. And we saw him just absolutely blow up a couple guys out into the open field last year when he was, what, 210, 212. I think no matter what, Brian Kelly's always going to play running back by committee. But I think it's Caleb's time. And you got to make up that 1,100 yards rushing some kind of way that Jaden Daniels gave to the table for LSU a year ago.
No, I think Caleb Jackson is set, Mike. You know, I think you're right. You talk about what he's done to his body here in the offseason. And, you know, a lot of people were apprehensive when they heard about the weight that he had put on. And then, you know, you see the way he moves out there. You mentioned the run that he had. They put on social media a couple of days ago where he's, you know, he's running through Whit Weeks. I mean, Weeks comes up, and Weeks is, you know, to quote Blake Baker, he ain't no poodle. You know, I mean, he's a dog. I mean, he was coming up there trying to make the play, and Jackson, you know, very reminiscent of a Leonard Fournette type of run where, I mean, his body never even coils up. I mean, he just runs straight through the tackle and never breaks stride. You know, I think he's got a little bit of that in him. He's got a little bit of Darius Geis in him. I mean, he's a combination of some of the greats that have run through here the past couple of years. And, you know, if he can stay durable enough, and it's yet to be seen if he can do it, you know, for a season. And I think that's why you're seeing, you know, the real stress on trying to get John Emery ready for the season, because they want a fourth running back in that rotation that they can trust. And, you know, I think when it ultimately comes down to it, they would love to be able to feed Caleb Jackson when it comes to, you know, mid-October, late October, November, December.
Mason Taylor's the other guy on the offensive side of football. And while he's been a steady guy, you see his inline blocking skills. He's caught the ball really well in that little short middle range part of the field. I think now they'll be able to stretch him, and I think he becomes a bigger part of their offensive attack also. Okay, you had two first-round pick wide receivers. Come on, you're trying to hit them for the big play last year, and you were able to do it. Now, you know, we hope Kyren can make that step to be the number one guy. And I've watched Kyren Lacy since he was in middle school, and he was a basketball player, and he was a really good one. And now this is his moment along with Chris Hilton. But I think Mason Taylor, it's his time.
Yeah, and Mike, you know, I think where he makes up over the last couple of years of the offense, and specifically last season, you brought up Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. You know, on no universe or in no offense did those guys not produce last season. The outlier was Jaden Daniels' ability to run.
Yep.
Right when the pocket would break down, when things would start to get a little hairy around him. I mean, he would just tuck it and run, and it would turn, you know, potentially into 50, 60, 70 yard runs. And, you know, I think with this season, you obviously don't have that with Nussmeier, but what you do have is you have the ability to check the ball down underneath, throw intermediate routes, throw those you know, possessive type receiver, you know, routes that I think Mason Taylor is going to just absolutely eat on this upcoming season, and that whole tight end room. I mean, you know, you mentioned Taylor, and I'm with you. I think Taylor is set to have a magnificent season because of what we just talked about. I think the offense is more well suited for him. But, you know, I mean, that tight end room has quickly become, under Brian Kelly, one of the most impressive and one of the most feared rooms in the SEC.
One of the things, too, with quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, and I told him this at Manning Camp, I said, listen, take this the right way. I'm not trying to compare personalities. But the way he's built, the way he moves around in the pocket, and he shuffles around really well to buy a little time. A ball comes out of there real quick. He's got a strong arm. He reminds me of Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. And he looked at me and was like, man, I hadn't heard that, but I like that, that comparison. He's sort of built along the same lines of Baker. Their game is similar in a lot of ways of getting the ball downfield. They take chances because Baker was too. Man, he was fearless out on the field. He felt as though there was no place he couldn't put a football. He found out in the NFL that wasn't quite, you know, work, and then he's kind of learned his lesson there. But I think there are a lot of similarities between Garrett and the way he plays quarterback and what I saw early on of Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma.
Man, Mike, I'm a student of your work. I usually follow all of your stuff. I haven't heard that one yet. That's a great one. I think that's as good of a comparison as I've heard on Nussmeier. And I think it's more of the mental makeup. You know, I mean, I think Nussmeier is a sneaky athlete. He may not be the athlete that Mayfield is, but as far as the competitor, I think it's a spot-on comparison because, you know, that's one thing that I think is attractive about Mayfield is he always believes he's got a chance, and I think Nussmeier is kind of cut from the same cloth. They're both coaches' kids. They're both,
yep,
you know, come from that type of DNA. And, you know, one thing I thought Brian Kelly said during SEC Media Days that made a lot of sense, and it was kind of, you know, putting it to a coloring book and made it very understandable, was that, you know, Garrett Nussmeier's kind of looked at this offense the last 3 years as if he was leasing it, as he was kind of like had it out on a loaner. You know, he didn't mind if he turned it back in with a couple of dents or scrapes, but now he feels like he owns it. It's his. And, you know, some of those decisions that we've criticized, some of those throws into windows that you may not see and he sees, I think he changes. And I know early on in fall camp, there's been some reports that, you know, he's turned the ball over a little bit, and I still think he takes that next step as far as the decision making goes because he understands how important that is, and you know he believes in his offense. I think he's got a lot of good players around him. He's missing that wide receiver and tight end room, but that offensive line he's got in front of him, you know, might be the best in the country.
I don't think there's any question about it. Give us a couple of freshmen that you think will have an impact on this team, because now, Jordy, if you're not playing, you're leaving, and so
yeah.
I think also too when you have early additions to the NFL draft and the transfer portal, you got to play freshmen. Some guys are ready. And we're talking to Pete Jenkins and asking him about Womack, and he was like, Mike, he wasn't mentally or physically ready. He didn't understand. But give us a couple guys you've seen at the camp in fall drills that you think can come in here and make a pretty quick impact on this football team.
Well, obviously, with how the defense struggled last season, there's going to have a lot of opportunity on that side. And I think the two that jump off real quick is the five-star Dom McKinley, who came in from Acadiana. And, Mike, you know, physically, he's SEC ready. I mean, from a size standpoint, he jumps out right now as a true freshman in that group. And, you know, I hate to put pressure on a true freshman, but he's one of the guys that, you know, he almost has to get it early on and really kind of catch his stride. And play a lot. The other one would be Gabe Relaford out of Evangel. He came in early, and, you know, you go out to a couple of practices, and he just jumps. I mean, he just pops. And, you know, kind of your eyeballs kind of catch him automatically. And then I would say in the back end, Mike, Deshaun McBride, formerly Deshaun McBride, he changed his name now to Deshaun Stevens at safety. You know, Jordan Allen's done a really good job early on in camp of kind of holding him off, but I don't know how long he can hold him off because, you know, the freshman out of Denham Springs is a guy that, I mean, you know, a lot like McKinley, he's physically, you know, he looks the part. He's made a couple of plays here early on that, you know, you can see the instincts and the ability to with the quick twitch. And, you know, I think he's probably a guy that you see some early time. And, you know, Tre'Davious Green is, is special of a prospect to come through here.
You can't overthrow him, put it to you that way.
I mean, he's got a catch radius like Randy Moss, and you know it's been fun to watch him make plays early on. So I know you asked for one, I gave you five, but I do think that the freshman will make an impact.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jordy, Mike, and I were talking earlier on the show about, you know, the early reports from camp that have positive kind of connotations regarding the defense. And that's been a little bit surprising. It's been a pleasant surprise, right? And Mike and I talked about the defensive line and how it's been a question mark and how they kind of got plowed throughout spring football, but maybe they're getting a little bit more consistent throughout fall camp. I mean, we've heard all the reports from Ashton Stamps becoming the CB1 basically at camp, but also the secondary kind of growing into its own right as well. But I want to go back to the defensive line because Savion Jones, the senior, is one of those guys that we've been keeping an eye on too, that he could be in for one of those potentially breakout years. When we talked with Pete Jenkins about him, he said that he may have put a little bit too much on Savion's plate last year, but maybe the senior's in line for a really big season.
No, I think he is. And look, Will Campbell lost his first rep that, you know, we were asking around the media that you know, maybe the first of fall camp since the media has been out there, and it was to Savion Jones 2 days ago. Now, I would tell you the rep later, but Campbell said, let's run that thing back, and I mean, he put Savion on his back, you know, real quick. But Savion got him, and he got him on some nice technique, on some really good, you know, hand placement, and got him on a swim inside, and, you know, it was a beat. I mean, he got one on Campbell, and it was a sign of, you know, Jones taking that next step. I think he's durable enough as well with a guy like Paris Shand, where you can put their hand down and they're big and athletic enough. They may not like that, but, you know, I think that they have the versatility to really be able to play multiple spots, and that's what this LSU defense is going to need. I think it's going to be a little bit of smoke and mirror, but one thing that Blake Baker and Bo Davis and Corey Raymond and Kevin Olson and Jake People, Kevin Peoples and Jake Olson, you know, have brought, I think is some creativity, and, you know, they're I think the low hanging fruit stuff is going to figure itself out real quick. I think they're going to be a better tackling team. I think they're going to have a position for Harold Perkins. I think they're going to play the best players. Deshaun Walmack, for instance, he's not going to come off the field. And, you know, they'll have guys in the spots to make plays. Their personnel will be upgrading over the next couple of years. You saw another defensive tackle commit yesterday. I mean, the personnel's coming, but this season they're going to have to be creative and they're going to have a calling card. You know, can they take the ball away? Can they get off the field on third down? Can they get after the passer? Something where, you know, it's not going to make them a top 20 defense, but, you know, a top 50 defense that's feared in one category, I think, is good enough with this LSU offense that, you know, 3-4 stops a game and a takeaway, I think you're competing.
Jordy, one of the things, and maybe it's a wrong term, but you got to steal a game or two on special teams.
Sure.
Okay, we were just looking for a push the last 2 years. This team has really not been very good on special teams. Kind of give us a little bit of an update on the special teams part, because the return game has almost been null and void the last couple years. Who knows what you're going to get? I think the Louisiana Tech punter is going to be the guy. I think they've seen enough. They know that cat can punt. But this special teams under Brian Kelly, and he had tried to put a lot of emphasis on it, has just not worked. And I think you got to win a couple games on special teams, because your defense isn't quite ready yet to be a dominant team.
Mike, we talked a ton about this yesterday morning and this morning. You know, I think from a special team standpoint, LSU's a little head-scratching to me, especially with the change in rules where there's an unlimited amount of coaches that are available that you can bring in. And for an LSU, a program of its size, with its resources, with its budget, not to have a dedicated special teams coach in year three of Brian Kelly, to me, is a little bit of a red flag. You know, you saw what he did on the defense. He went and overhauled that thing. He spent over, you know, $4 million, $5 million bucks buying people out, bringing new people in. The money's there, right? What's a couple of, you know, $750,000 max a year deal on a special teams coach that, you know, if he called his agent today and said, give me the top five special teams coordinators that are available today, he'd have that by lunch tomorrow. And for there to be, you know, Cortez Hankton and Brad Davis and Slade Nagel and, you know, all these guys working on special teams, I like it. I think those guys are, you know, great football coaches, quality football coaches, but, you know, they're better served in other areas. And, you know, you're LSU football. Get a special teams coordinator. I know that Slade's there, but he's working in the tight ends room. He's, you know, doing stuff in recruiting. I just think that because to your point, you know, I believe they have to be solid in special teams because their margin of error is very thin. And, you know, it's been a while since they've had a returner as a threat. Now, look, they've had the number one offense in the country, so, you know, they've made up for it. But it's time for LSU to get back to a point where, you know, it's scary to punt to them, whether it's Aaron Anderson, whether it's Xavion Thomas, whether it's, you know, somebody who emerges there. They need to find a threat there. And, you know, Mike, I don't know if they're as certain as – you know, we may think at punter. I think, you know, Oshendorf, who came in from Louisiana Tech.
I think he's,
you know,
the guy.
I know he's the guy, but I don't know if he's consistent enough for SEC, you know, with what they brought in. I think there's a little bit of panic starting to set in from a standpoint of, you know, it's not Jaden Daniels, Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers out there where you might call on your punter, you know, once a month. I mean, you might have to call on this guy a couple of times a night, and he's got to go out there consistently and be able to, you know, flip the field or keep you in a good spot. So I think that, you know, going back to what we said, the margin of error is very thin. And, you know, from a special team standpoint, I think that, you know, they're waiting to see if some of the things get answered.
Jordy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it. Great insights, bud. Thank you so much.
Always, Mike. Thank you.
All righty. Jordy Collada from the Jordy Collada Show out in Baton Rouge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.